from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We had one of the most outlandish assertions of all time coming from Greco, who said he signed 500,000 autographs. He's an offensive lineman. He's not Joe Thomas. I mean, we love Greco. He's amazing on our show. But maybe Joe Thomas, I could consider that in play. I don't know if I could say that about Greco. Owen is crunching the numbers while he's doing that. Andy Roth, the boss, ran in here and thought it was ridiculous. You're not buying it.
There's no possible way he could do it. By the way, just think, and I'm not saying it's the same pace, but if he played 15 years of football and he signed 30,000 a year, it'd be 450,000. Okay, so say that's 20 weeks in a season.
Yeah.
You're not signing 1,000 autographs a week. You're just not doing it.
It's 91 a day. 91 autographs every single day, 365 days a year.
And by the way,
for
even
just
15
a second.
Years. Let's see. Yeah. You carry the one, by the way, Al.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting, at 5 seconds an autograph, you do 720 in an hour. Okay? If you do... We'll go 720, and we'll say we sign autographs for an hour or for 4 hours a day. This is just off of signing autographs.
And I've seen Ken Carman sign an autograph. It takes him like 15 seconds.
That's only 2,880 a day.
If he doesn't, for how long?
For 4 hours a day.
And don't forget, he had practice. He has a family.
All right. So here's the thing that caught me, though. And I just want you guys to know this, that this is radio, so I can't really describe for the people on the radio as I'm going to do for the people here. When John Greco came to remotes for the Browns radio network, his right hand, I believe it's his third and fourth finger, are 90 degrees off.
Well, now, and this changes the math.
In Greco's defense, though, I think that actually helps him because now he's signing a paper in front of him and to the right.
No,
it's amazing.
If you heard, he said he can't even sign his name now. What people don't understand about like these offensive linemen is, yeah, they'll sign anything. They will do anything. It's cool for them to do it. And yet he can't do it now because of playing 11 years in the NFL. 4 years, and we talked to Jason Bernie Kosar.
Yeah,
and you know that was before his announcement. The things that these players have to give up. I mean, he can't play golf, right? And Bernie Kosar has so much more that he can't really do, but he's doing everything he can to make sure to live. Right? He can't sign his own name. So you take a look at what's going on with the Browns, and you go, "Wow, this guy signs every autograph. He's the best human being alive." I mean, really, Greco's one of the nicest guys you're ever going to meet. And he can't sign his own name right now.
All I know is when I wrote a book nobody bought, I had to sign about 200 copies of it, and it was awful. It was awful.
Why?
They were because it changed my signature forever.
Let's do
my
the math
signature.
There we go. Autographing, that's one a year.
By the way, it's division by zero error, I believe.
And it's the only time I've ever signed anything is in that book.
I remember,
and nobody bought them.
I remember I threatened Jason a few years ago when that book came out. I found it in the Tremont Library, and I was going to hide it and put it in the wrong section. But I thought it would be like a fun open up a contest, have
like
people
an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah,
yes.
An Easter egg hunt for your book, and have they get a signed copy from Jason.
But why
Lloyd.
Did change your why did change your signature?
Because I got from? So sick of signing my name that I changed it forever. It's now just a J and a squiggle. That's
you
my
kidding?
Signature on everything. Like any legal documents or anything, it's just a J and a squiggle. That's my signature. Oh. I don't write like I used to have like a J and an L at least with some squiggles. After that, I got halfway through the books, and I'm like, screw this.
Sounds like
Jay and a squiggle.
One of the members of the show is about to get a new car today and just sign Jay and a squiggle. Thank you, Jason, for financing.
All right, that was Andy Roth. We played that clip, though, Greco on Jedrick Wills. Just right now, one of the big debates that we get in on this show all the time with the fans, because I think, believe it or not, on Wills, most people are divided. Me, Ken, kind of think the same thing, which is it could be a lot worse. Which is crazy to think is the way the fans talk about Jedrick Wills. What do you think, Jason? What do you think this is for him this year? We know he's going through whatever with the knee, but if you're the Cleveland Browns, where are you going with this situation? Because he's going to want a new deal.
I've said many times I think he's an average left tackle. I don't think he's nearly as bad as sometimes his reputation would tend to believe. He's not elite. He's not a top five, top 10 tackle in the NFL. He's average. And average is okay. Like, average isn't Joe Thomas, and that's, I think...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What people got used to seeing, but I don't know where you're going to go get better necessarily. You know, if the season goes the way you hope it is,
he's worth a second contract for the team.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be at a big dollar amount, but I don't know where you're going to go. Like, it's one of the hardest positions to fill. Like, you're not going to at the bottom of the first round. I don't know that you're going to find someone who's better because the top left tackles are gone by 10, 12, 15. So I think he is what he is. He's not terrible. He's not elite, but you got to be on the field.
Yeah, and you know they'll point to the penalties. Look, you see it every team against Myles Garrett every week is committing penalties against Myles, and he's making them look really bad. Like the reality is in this league, you know, you're not going to have a Joe Thomas again.
No,
the reality is the great pass rushers and the great schemes are going to get around you a few times a game. Like, that is going to happen. And yes, Jedrick Wills looks really bad a few times a game. I'm telling you, watch other teams. Outside of, you know, the 49ers.
Right.
Watch other teams and see what happens when their left tackles are on an island. How bad it looks.
Yeah.
We were spoiled. We had an embarrassment of riches. Joe Thomas covered up and made... And we had other problems when we had Joe Thomas, so maybe we weren't thinking offensive line nearly as much, but it's not supposed to be that way. It's not supposed to be one guy dominating that entire side for a decade. That just doesn't happen in this league.
No, so the Browns are fortunate that they have. I mean, Joel Bitonio should go to Hall of Fame. I don't know if he will. It's hard for guards, but he should. He's a Hall of Fame caliber. He'll be discussed.
Yeah, he has a chance.
Wyatt Teller on the other side has been terrific the last couple of years.
Yep.
So they've been very fortunate to get the line play that they've gotten. But you know, Bitonio and Wills next to each other, that's not bad. That's pretty good. I just want to see him. I want to see him on the field next week. Like if this goes beyond next week, like you can make if you want to say you don't want to play him in training camp, you know, whatever, fine. Well, we're past all of that. If he's not on the field starting next week, it's this line's going to be a problem.
Mike and Stowe, go ahead.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Look, the telephone pole with sleeves can just look. This is what I'm thinking. Look, let him play it out. I'm willing to take the chance. We got a lot of money invested in so many other players. The math just isn't there, guys, to give this guy an extra $5 million than we would have had to give him at the beginning of last year. Should have done that if that's really what we really wanted to do long term, is keep the guy. But honestly, look, we can do better than average, and we should be better than average on the left side, which is his most important side. And those guards are getting a little bit older. They're not going to be around forever. To have Wills as our anchor, the most money being paid at the end of on the left side for 5 more years doesn't make sense to me. That's just the way I see it.
Well, where it's going to give is the guards that you're talking about. Making $17 million a year, and they are getting older, and they have had a ton of injuries. But the one thing he said that is interesting, the Browns typically do extend guys as soon as they know. Like, if they believe in a guy, they extend him. We saw it with Nick Chubb. We saw it with Myles Garrett. As soon as they could extend him, they extended him. Saw it with Jerry Jeudy. Before he played a snap here, extended him. Baker never got the extension. Jed hasn't gotten the extension. It is a little curious that they didn't extend him. It kind of makes you wonder what their plans are long term, because their track record is when they believe in a guy, get in early, not late.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. They normally don't let it get to this point. Jed is, I think, part of it, and Ken has talked about this a lot. He does a lot of nitty gritty work on that offensive line. He thinks it's a byproduct that Jed is not necessarily a guy that finishes all the plays,
right?
And so that
tape is glaring on that.
That stuff stands out. You hope guys can get better at that type of stuff, but you know, we're in what year here with Jed Wills?
He is
like
what he is.
It kind of feels that way. So, you know, he has some gifts. I mean, he has some amazing gifts. It's why he was drafted where he was. And I don't think it's been a bust. You know,
it's not a bust.
There are people that call it a bust. I do not think it's been a bust. I just think he's the weak one on that offensive line. And every team's gonna have one, and he's gonna look bad compared to the standouts that they have had, you know, for years, veterans that have been really, really good. It's just not an easy position to play in this league. And I am nervous. I mean, you know, this is arthroscopic knee surgery. I don't know how in the world. You said it was 8 months. I mean, we've seen NBA players come back like 3 weeks removed from arthroscopic knee surgery.
4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's something doesn't add up there. That is something I'm worried about. But I'm not going to sit here. I can't speculate. Like, people are talking about work habits and, you know, whether or not the work ethic is there. I'm not there every day. I can't speak to that. It is surprising that he has been out this long, and so it does make me a little nervous.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.